The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, this week's World Connect comes from southern India, where attitudes to blindness are changing. But as a child, author and journalist, Subramani Lakshmi Narayan faced an uncertain future.
Hello, my name is Subramani. I work as a senior sub-editor with an English daily in Bangalore, where I live. I was born with a near-perfect vision, and I was able to, lead my childhood in a normal way. I went to school like any other kid. Played cricket as a pastime, wrote essays in my first language, my mother tongue, which is Tamil. But I was in intermediate school when I had terrible disturbances of my vision. I had problems perceiving objects, in darkness, and I had troubles walking through shadows. Sometimes the shadows would look like objects themselves. It was a question of understanding the world with the kind of eyesight I had. When I went for a regular eye check with my doctor, it was found out that I have a condition called retinitis pigmentosa. We've never heard of retinitis pigmentosa in my family. Nobody had it before. And we were not sure if even such a condition existed, and it was true. We also come from a culture where, first of all, blindness is looked upon as a curse. In India, where religion and superstition plays a big part in people's lives, it's considered blindness, rather, is considered a result of a sin and a curse. And so people only wanted to get rid of blindness. And there's also the fact that somebody is either born blind or, completely blind. And there's no way a person who's endowed with a near-perfect vision could go blind. So those were the ideas that were playing in our heads. We were in denial mode, as you probably can understand. We were trying our best not to take those, not to believe in it. And we also desperately tried to confirm with other doctors that the first diagnosis was wrong. But when the second diagnosis only confirmed the first, it became a jolt. It was a terrible, terrible blow. I'm the oldest son of my family, and I had responsibilities as the eldest among the children. I was looked up by my younger siblings. Overnight, everything changed. My parents said that it's better that I don't educate. I don't continue my education. It's better that I, first look at the, just rest my eyes and take care of my eyes. And so it was a challenging time. So the whole story of how a terrible blinding condition, like retinitis pigmentosa, can impact a person's life, impact a child's life, a teenager's life, and his family, is the subject of the book that I wrote called Lights Out, The True Story of a Man's Descent into Blindness. I fictionalized the story because I knew that there are at least 1 million people in India with retinitis pigmentosa who had roughly gone through the same kind of experience that I had gone through. So I wanted my story to resonate with all of them. And also, people who are potentially not understanding what blindness is all about. I'm talking about the general audience who wanted to have an experience of how life is like if somebody has to go through the kind of experience that I had gone through. There are pockets where the past ideas continue to exist, but thanks to the proliferation of media that's getting to change rapidly, I would say I'm optimistic that maybe in the next 10 years you would not come across superstitious treatment of persons with blindness and persons with disability at large. But yeah, that will at least take about 10 years.
What a fascinating story. Thank you to Subramani for talking to us across the magic of the internet.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.